morning. 8:17 a.m. on Thursday, November the 2nd, 2017. Yeah, my word count for the day is zero so far, but it's only 8:17. I've caught up on my moderator duties. I've caught up with my email. I've checked in with my various communities. And I'm out for my walk. I was going to get the trash out and then sit down and write, but then I realized if I'm going to put my shoes on and go out to take the trash out, then the least I could do is get the walk out of the way and clear the decks. I believe today is largely unfettered. I had to do a couple of things yesterday. Oh, I do have to make a grocery run. I have to do that this morning. Maybe I'll do that when I get home. So the posting may be late this morning. My boot is untied. But yesterday I got 2,600 words, which is more than enough for the NaNoWriMo, but unfortunately it wasn't on the NaNoWriMo project because I'm still trying to finish Suicide Run. It's getting better. It's going faster. I'm hoping I'm going to get it to go faster today. Yesterday was a pretty good day, but every time I sat down in a comfy chair, I fell asleep. So, yeah, I'm still probably running a bit of a sleep debt. I have been for quite some time. So it's just catching up with me. I'm going to have to pay that back a little at a time. I got a good night's sleep last night, slept went to bed early, got up late, which is one of the reasons I'm still just farting around here at 8:15 in the morning. I slept till almost 6:30, which is not unheard of, but extremely rare for me. I'm going to have to tie this boot. Which means I have to take my gloves off. I think I'd learn how to tie my shoes by now. So the picture this morning pretty much tells the story of what kind of day it is. It's gray. It smells like snow. It has that quality of the air. The official temperature is 33. The thermometer outside my back door was 40. It's damp. It's overcast. It's dark. Not as dark as it's going to be later in the year, but still. That is a leaf blower, maybe. So I got my ticket for the Smarter Artists Conference. Have to make airline and hotel reservations now. There's still no way for me to put a subject onto the program, even though they don't have the program developed yet. As far as I know, there's no way to contact them. There's no contact us link on their website. There's no, or if there is, I haven't found it. I was looking at it early this morning for a little bit. Might have still been a little groggy. I've only had 3/4 of a cup of coffee here this morning. Another day where I got up and discovered that while I put coffee and water in the coffee pot, I didn't actually set the timer, so I had to wait. I've been reading C.J. Archer's series. I finished up Glass and Steel, at least as far as it's gone, book four, I think. The Magician's Diary? I think that was it. I ran out of A.W. Exley's steampunk stuff, which is quite good, but the four volumes have like volume 2.5 and volume 3.5 that go in between. They're novellas. I don't like novellas. I don't like the pacing of novellas. I don't like that I can usually read them in one sitting. I like to have something that I can dig into for a couple of days. Of course, the reality is, if all I do is read, I can read pretty much most of the current novels in a single sitting. It just takes a little bit longer, and I don't like to. I don't like to spend that amount of time all in one go because I have too many other things I want to do. But it's like I don't read short stories because it takes longer to find and download a short story than it does for me to read it. It's like, well, that was crappy. I mean, and the good ones, you're just like, oh, it's over. You start the book, 3 minutes later, it's done. And it's like, I want more. If it's a good one, I want more. If it's not a good one, it's a waste of my time. Oh, shoot, I've got to get my own websites updated. I went through and took care of November and December for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, and then didn't do my own. Jeez. Okay, well, we'll take care of that this morning, too. But Suicide Run is coming along, and I put Home Run in for my NaNoWriMo project because I really want... I really want this to be taken care of so I can focus on the new Ishmael Wong book without having to think about, oh yeah, well, I've got to finish that other one up, blah, blah, blah. So there are some loose ends I want to tie off, but it's going to take some thinking to get those tied off correctly. The end of By Darkness Forged. I like the arc that's there. But because it's only going to be a trilogy, I want to make sure that I get it wrapped properly so that I can write more stories in the next series. Okay, eastward bound, here we go. It really is calm this morning. There isn't a breath of air. None of the little leaves that are left of the trees are even shivering a little. I can hear cars a long way away. I mean, I can usually hear them out on 34, but I'm hearing them a long way off now. Get ready. Sit with me. Walk post. So I did play for like half an hour this morning. Played a little Lavorian. Did a few discovery runs. Sold a few asteroids. Made a little cash so I could pay my crews. And I logged off. It's still fun, it's still engaging, but it's getting to the point of repetitive grind. There's things I want to build. There's stuff I want to do in the game, but I want to get this writing done more. So, you know, I'll keep my hand in, I'll keep plucking away at it. That's what I should do. I wonder if I should go get groceries before I take my coat off. Probably. What I'll do is I'll go in and see if there's anything. This parcel unit needs at the grocery store. And then I'll make a grocery run down. Come back and make some breakfast. Second breakfast. And, exhaust. That truck that just went by had a rather strong exhaust. I think it's because the air is a little bit damp and that there's no wind to disperse it, blow it away from me. So I was walking in the expanding cloud. But yeah, then I can come back, I can sit, get my second breakfast. That'll mean it'll be closer to 10 o'clock than 9 o'clock when I actually get to sit down to write. But the other side of that is I don't really have, I don't have anything else I need to do today. Make dinner. Make lunch, make breakfast. Try to remember to post this after going back home and then If I run that extra chore, then it'll be more time, more distraction. What else do I have to do today? Anything? I should sign up for Medicare Part D and make a decision about my supplemental health insurance before it gets to be too late. Because I'm not trying to enroll during the open enrollment period. My birthday just happens to fall in the open enrollment period. I have 3 months. November, December, January. I have till January to get. But the sooner I do it, the sooner things start clicking into place, the fewer changeover problems I have. There's probably going to be some issues with my colonoscopy, which happened while I was covered by Medicare, but before I knew I was covered by Medicare. And theoretically, according to what I read on the socialsecurity.gov, theoretically, I'm able to use my existing coverage as supplemental until it expires. Sound is a scooter. This was not Katie, but I believe her husband. I don't see her out yet this morning. He's usually well ahead of her at any rate, so she may be coming up behind me and I haven't seen her yet. Stopping, is he going to wait for us? What is going on? He's going to do his push-ups on the table. So most of the trees are mostly bare. Still a few little hangers on at the tips. The flowering crabs here still have a lot of leaves, but they're all red and brown. I think they're offering each other a certain amount of protection from the wind, because they're a little grove and kind of tucked down a little bit. Take my gloves off because it's getting kind of warm in this coat. At any rate, here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.